A cold front is slowly sinking through the region. The frontal system now is south of the capital region and north of the front. Temperatures are rather cool for this time of year, running in the 60s in many locations. There's even a few spots that have fallen back into the 50s this afternoon. South of the front, through the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, temperatures have warmed close to 80, and dew point temperatures are running in the 60s. So it's really a story of summer to the south and maybe mid-spring-like weather to the north. The front is triggering some showers and storms again today. In fact, we've had some heavy storms in areas south and southeast of the capital region. Of course, those storms are firing in the warmer and more humid air mass where things are more unstable. So in that area, there's the potential for some showers and storms and some heavy downpours as we work through the next few hours. Elsewhere, we'll see just the chance for a few passing showers. And there's even a clearing line building into the north country. And as we work into the night, that front will continue to slowly sink to the south. The threat for showers will come to an end, and we'll see a clearing trend begin. So we will begin to clear things out and cool things off as temperatures will fall back into the 40s and 50s across the area. The next couple of days look to be very nice and very pleasant here across the region. We're expecting high pressure to build in to deliver sunshine for the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s, which is still a little bit cool for this time of year, but the sun always feels very nice. Don't forget the sunscreen, though, as the sun is very, very strong as we approach the summer solstice in the coming days. High pressure remains in control on Thursday with more sunshine on the docket. Temperatures will be in the 70s to around 80. By Friday, it starts to turn slightly more humid, and there's a very small chance of a pop-up storm. But the way it looks now is the next 3 days look to be relatively quiet. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, some patches of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 66 to 74. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, some patches of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 66 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, becoming partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, becoming mostly clear, areas of fog, low 48 to 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80. And on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, small chance of a pop-up storm, high in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.